Next Thursday, I'm participating in something called the Martini Shakeoff. It's a fundraiser event here in Dubuque, Iowa. A bunch of bars and restaurants get together making drinks for people who come in, pay a $50 entry fee, and that gets all donated to this fundraiser event for medical research for youth. And every year there's a different theme. This year, theme is Kentucky Derby. There's five different categories for martinis that you can submit a cocktail to or a martini to. Dessert, fruit, classic, bartender's choice, and then themed drink. So us at Seven Hills, we're going to do four drinks and submit one drink for two different categories. It's just easier that way instead of trying to do five separate drinks. Another stipulation of the Martini Shakeoff is Pro Vodka is donated to the event. So you can do all vodka martinis if you want to, and that won't cost you anything. It only costs you whatever modifiers you want to use. But if you know who I am, I'm not a huge fan of using vodka in four drinks. So Seven Hills has to buy the rest of the liquor that we want to use. And we're in, and so that gives me a little bit more creativity because that's where I thrive in. And so we're doing four drinks. One drink is something that can be ordered on the menu at Seven Hills right now. And that is already a vodka drink. That is something a fellow bartender Aaron Sanders made up. Off the top of my head, it's vodka, dry vermouth, lavender syrup, and a believe there's some sort of lemon juice. I could be wrong. And then the other three drinks, we kind of work together throughout ideas of things that involve Kentucky Derby, right? So we Googled food, drinks, flavors, all this stuff. And so I found a food called Derby Pie. Basically, it's a chocolate walnut custard pie. And I thought that would be a great riff on espresso martini involving the chocolate and the custard flavor. And then also doing kind of some sort of walnut foam. So I'm going to try to deconstruct this espresso martini and create it in a unique way that might be different than what you've tried before. So that's going to be vodka. So that's my two vodka drinks out of the way. And then what else were we thinking? Obviously, the mint julep is the staple. That is the drink everyone, I would assume everyone's going to make a riff of. And so we basically are working on a whiskey sour, basically. But we have on tap, we have this peach ginger sour beer. So I turned that into a syrup. So I use that as my syrup, lemon juice, whiskey. And then we added basil instead of mint. And when we shake, pour that over and it tastes great. I'm also going to kind of elevate this drink a little bit and make ginger cucumber caviar to kind of like pour on top. So they're floating. These little caviar balls are floating on top of the drink. So when you take a drink, you get a little bit more punch of ginger and then a freshness of cucumber with the cocktail. So I'm going to work on that. With the third cocktail, roses are very important in the Kentucky Derby, right? The horse just gets flaunted with millions of roses. So I'm thinking floral. I'm thinking gin. I love gin. That's usually where some of my best cocktails I like to create happen at. So we're doing that. And then I'm doing a technique I saw on Troubles on the Rocks by basically blending mint or any other herb into a lower ABV spirit. So I'm gonna do that with Aperol. And then I'm pH balancing grape, fresh grape juice. I took grapes in a juicer. I'm working on that. It's kind of a riff on an Anzoni kind of, or inspired by that. So yeah, those are the three drinks I'm going to do. And each one's going to have a different technique that a lot of people don't see around here and that I want to implement. The espresso martini, I forgot to mention, is I'm working on a clarified version of that. So I want to do a clarified espresso martini, then with a coffee walnut foam on top. So that's what I like to do. This is how I like to look at competitions is how do I take the theme and how do I spread that theme throughout all the cocktails? We're really kind of doing three of them. The fourth cocktail, you know, still kind of floral, so it offers those notes, so it still kind of ties into that. But then I also want to do different techniques for each cocktail to push myself as a bartender, mixologist, whatever, and figure things out and implement them. Because now I have to do it in a certain time frame too, right? I only have 2.5 hours to work with my spirits before I can start prepping. So I have to kind of, in 2 hours, do a lot of this technique and get it built out. I can't do some things prior. So the reason why I'm telling you all this is kind of show you again what kind of goes through my head when I enter a drink competition, how I break down drinks and how we look at them and how can I implement different things that flow into that theme, into those drinks. Because I think that's how you can win competitions easier than having four separate drinks that don't match any other way. There's, you know, if you only do one drink that's themed, do all the rest, there's no cohesiveness and it doesn't really tell a story. So again, that's what I believe in. That's how I approach things. I think it's pretty unique. So I bet you can guess what the next three videos are going to be after this video. It's each of three of those cocktails made for you. I will show you how I ended up serving them. So I have all the liquor ordered for the competition. Now I'm just kind of working on the final tweaks and seeing where it goes from. So yeah, we'll see you guys later.